Brits the mitzvah of drinking on Purim. The Gemara says, Omar Rova, Chai Vinish Levesuma, Vapuria Adul Yoda, then Olur Homa and the Moruch Modchai. Yeah, we're going to discuss when to do this mitzvah and with what. So, when is Azoy? Many years ago, I was a young bocha, I decided to try a few drinks on the night of Purim, Leil Purim, Leil Yudalet, after Megillah. And the next morning, basically, you're walking around a bit groggy, especially if you're not used to that kind of stuff. So, one of the Yigalites in Koilas, Yeshiva, said to me, "What was wrong with you?" I said, "What's this? It's Purim, I drank last night." "You drank by night? There's no mitzvah by night." "Well, why not? Purim is Purim." "That means you're right. The mitzvah is only by day. And even by day, it could be, according to many Rishonim, that the mitzvah is dafka by the Suda." In Rambam, state of Zoe. Read the words of the Rambam. Ketzad choyva suda zu. It was a habit of kind of choyva suda. Sheichal dosa. She eat meat. Vitaki in suda noe. Pair a nice meal, good meal. Kfiyah shetum siyotai, as much as you can afford. Vishoyse yayin. And you drink wine. Ad she yishtake. Vyirodim until he gets shikha. And falls asleep. Vishikrus. So according to Rambam, the Rambam's heading is Ketzad choyva suda zu. But that he says, that shoyse yayin. So this is a part of the Suda. Practically speaking, the Yoyde Dovah say that if you drink whilst eating, is the food absorbs the alcohol, so you can't get sugar. So what does Rambam mean? God says, Ashtikal Eitzah, you start drinking a bit before the Suda, or the Leil Purim, the Chayra, is Ein Mokkoim, for that sort of idea. And also there was in Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch brings this din of Chai Benish Levesuma, the heading is Dinei Sudas Purim. So even if you tie it that the headings are not made by the Beis Yosef, but the halachas over here, or zich ben eger to sudas purim shos balayla lois vechavose that sifalov. The next sif is chay vidnish levesuma puria quotes the Gemara. So lechayra the way it's brought down in Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, it would seem to be that the mitzvah is part of the suda. Yeah, the Vada the Gemara says that if you eat the suda veil purim. I mean, it's the first night, you're not Yotzer. Why? Because it says, Yimei Mishter V'Simcha. It's Yimei Yotzka by day. So, yes, Yesh Lodun, is there a mitzvah to drink otherwise during the day? So, the Chayra, the few will be said, Chayra Nisht. However, Mitzir Gedoyla Mutsosi, Asfa Semes. So, Semes says, Taiching the Gemara of Adil Yoda, was Taka the Taich. So he says, there's an Indian mitzvah, Liyos Osuk Vishtiya Kol Hayoim. Yeah, these are his words. Kol Hayoim, Ad Shemagia Ladarga Shel Adil Yoda. Until you reach the Madriga, okay, so up or down, I'm sure. Alright, okay, Adil Yoda. Yeah, the nice is a Chiddush. Yeah, so you're going to say, it's Machlokes, like, is it Machlokes, how much you have to drink? I don't want to go into that because, you can be done for drink driving afterwards. But Adil Yoda, according to the Sasemes and according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, famous Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, it's a cut-off point. Yeah, you mechoyv to drink bishul Yoda. Once you reach the madrega of Yoda, then you're ready potter from the mitzvah. Now the Sasemes leads to a chiddush, and he says, what happens if you drink? And Rabbi Zahar Shtaka, Ruski, because you know takes the alcohol very well and that has no effect on you, so you haven't had a mitzvah. It's not fair. You know, Shporku made me in such a way that I can absorb the alcohol. I'm used to it and don't get shaker. Says in Sasemes, Afinu lo higia lo zeh, even if you didn't reach that level of Adel lo yoda, but you were Makai mitzvah shtia, you take a sich eingehalten, and eingehalten in drinking is eingehalten, yeah? Eingehalten, but you continue drinking the whole day. So even if you didn't reach the level of Adel lo yoda, he still eats the mitzvah. And then it says, I don't want to be taikish in Rambam. The Rambam says, when he gets eating, he says, Sheyechal dosa, yeah, shall eat a piece of meat, yeah, that's how much. But when it comes to the wine, he says, Vishoyse, Loshon Hoyver. He doesn't say Vishdayai. He says, Vishoyse. Vishoyse is something which you do continuously. Yeah, so Gumi, Kuraman Rambam is continuously doing the Suda. And according to the Sasemas, Vishoyse, that is a continuous mitzvah during the day. Yeah, I would suggest for practicalities, maybe you wait till after you've fulfilled Megillah, Mishlech Monos, yeah, in any case, before Damim, in any case, Kondrik, Mishlech Monos, and Matasa Yonim, then you can start your drinking. Yeah, also after you finish driving. Okay, so lechayra, that's poshut, as to make yourself shikr by night is b'chal nishka mitzvah. Shikr zich nisht. Whether you should drink by night, depends on, yeah, the shikr state, as you should eat a shikr asuda by night as well. That means it's so interesting. Chaim Kilevsky says, he says, Simcha kubnish, it's kretchen aknepo. It doesn't come with putting on a button. So don't stop at home. But I thought he was going to say, but then not be so. So now you drink a bit of wine every single day of Ador. Every single day, doctor. Well, this is a whole bottle, a bit. Okay, machta gofen and a bit of wine. Chaim Kinyevsky. Right? Shabbat, that every single Shchodesh Ador, he always has zich as a lechai, and a cup of wine. Okay. A cup, I don't know how much exactly. Anyway. So that's when I get to when. Now the shaila is what? What drink man? Is there any alcoholical beverages? You're the alcoholic beverages good? Or is it dafka wine? Okay. I don't want to spoil your appetite, sir Josh. Okay. What? Oh, wow. So the Gemara says, the Rashi says, sorry, in the Gemara, Chai Vinish Levesuma, Rashi adds one word, Beyai. Yeah, it says Levesuma, Beyai. Yeah. Good, and we know that Rashi is not only a Mefarish, he's also a Pesach. So Lechai Rashi zogt, Beyai. Rambam, we just read, V'shoyse Yai. You drink wine. Nazoi steht also two other Rishonim in the Rekeach, and the Radvaz, right, the Mam tradition, right? But they all say wine. Alright, so you could say dafka, or you could say lav dafka. Yeah, the drink then was wine. Yeah, well, whiskey, zikha wasn't such a common thing the time of the Rishonim. But I think we could suggest that beer, which the Gemara speaks about already, right? Sheikha, is zikha something that is alcoholic. But they seem to say no, yain, does yain, but sheikha, they say yain. So according to Rishonim, lechayr the mitzvah would be dafka by wine. Amaisa, there's a famous, I think it's famous, should be famous, early rabbi, which Rabbi Alocha brings down. Yeah? He asks a kasha and gives a teretz. He asks a kasha, famous kasha, was pshat, the chazal, or mechaydos, to get shikr on Purim, something which you look through psukim and teira and the vim, is something which is to be looked down upon. Yeah, shechayus for the miyayim, different psukim we find, noyach already the first one, yeah, the outcome wasn't very, very good. So he comes to us, as chazal, beroiv, chochmosom, tell us to go and drink wine and become shikr. Yeah, drink a cup of wine, Abdullah, Kiddush, make a taste, have a taste, even later, say that, we manage, yeah. But to manage to become shikr, as I invite, so says the Eli Rabba, the answer is, because all the nisim that happened at that time, were all through mishte ayayim. Yeah, so he says, as I, the math is very high, and the day mishta, the Suda with Esther, Vashti's demise, Hanan's Mapala, everything was mishta yain. Belechein, chivu, chachomim, nishtakeil, ad kedei shein nizkar, hameis agodu, mishtias hayayin. Yeah, so Lechayre, in this idea of drinking wine, is also a pshat shtikl psumenissa. Yeah, that's it, nizkar, hameis agodu, mishtias hayayin. Okay, or Belechayre, because the mitzvah, because the mitzvah came through drinking wine, if you're there, you should be drinking wine and wine only. Ma'aseh Takasol, Reb Hesh Pesach in the Kerkodesh, brings down from his Eidim, Yosef Kodesh, he says, based on his Eli Rabba, that the only beverages, alcoholic beverages at least, yeah, it's good to drink water as well, because then you don't get dehydrated, yeah? Okay, is to drink wine. Or he says, Ha'olam ein is harim bozeh, the shoysim, bira v'yay sheikha v'chadoyim. So that's the Shavek. But he seems to be saying that Bemes, the Ikka Mitzvah, is with wine. And good, I am also Makvit. Yeah, also Makvit, and they drink other things as well. I heard that there's some Salikut of Alochas from Mishra Feinstein's Chayle Vrocha. He says that you can Yitzah even Lechatchila with whiskey. And the Mishra Tendel says, again, I will quote it somewhere, that he says, it's drink wine, but if you enjoy whiskey as well, you can be mitzar of the two. Yeah, not in the same time. Okay, all right. Yeah, it's dangerous. Okay, so that is Benegaya to when and what concerning getting shikr. Now we'll move over to the Mishleach Monos. Yeah, so Mishleach Monos is one of the mitzvahs, Hayoyim, Shemufurish in Megillah. Yeah, and the Shulchan Aruch. So when you mekayim the mitzvah Mishleach Monos, about the only by day. Yeah, no mitzvah by day. The only mitzvah by night is Mikra Megillah. Yeah, Leil Purim. As Rosh Hashanah, others say that as a locha, that you mustn't eat before be mekayim any mitzvah. Yeah, like you mustn't need before suda, you must eat the suda, even to ima the shayla, before marriage, before mitzvah krishma, before megillah, etc. Yeah. Is therefore he says that you shouldn't eat before being mekayim mitzvahs meshlech monos. Of course, they do. Some people regularly do in shul, mela, on the gear, the shayla. Yeah, but meshlech monos is going to have to go home and make sure it's ready wrapped up. Yeah, and deliver it. It might take a bit of time. So he says, as you shouldn't eat anything before doing the mitzvah of meshlech monos. Good. So you mekayim it by sending one meshlech monos. Yeah, to one person, and then you can eat. Okay?
Tea he means as well.
Good. All right, so actually, coffee, it doesn't mean, but a suda. Yeah, proper suda, whatever it might be, whether you have for breakfast, maybe you shouldn't have breakfast, if you have breakfast in the morning, right, maybe you shouldn't have it before 5 months. Okay. Is... discuss a chiddush. To me, it was a chiddush. There's even a deen about this. But again, to women. Women, the chuyav to mekayim mitzvahs meshleach momes. Yeah, so you didn't know about it yet. Yeah, as I should tell you more. Yisha chayeves, the matonis legionim, and meshleach momes keish. Equal mitzvah. Yeah, afin hoi boi sanes, therefore the mekayim to mekayim all the mitzvahs hayoim, including meshleach momes. Yeah, so the Ramah says, the Isha, Tishlach the Isha, woman should send to woman, the Ish Leish, and man to man, Abalai Behepach, right? Shashis, Yobel, the son of the Kedushin, etc. Okay, so women send to women, a man sends to men, and they are chayav in the mitzvah, punkta zoivi, anoshin. However, the Bahit, the Shai Tshuva, quotes the Pichodosh, it says in Pesach states, "Umushleach monos ish lereyu veloi isha lirusa." As I said, pichodosh. Yeah, Gemara to Chiddush. And the Goyim quotes this pichodosh. I said, "I'm pichodosh." In the back of Ma'aser Rav, there's notes on the Ma'aser Rav. There's something called Siach El Yohu, and Itaka Paskin Zay also. He says, "Noshim a potter from the mitzvah of Mushleach monos." That's it. Mishbura brings the Mogen Avraham on this Ramah, where the Ramah says the women's chiyuv is mamash own chiyuv, and therefore he has to send her own mishlach mamas. Yeah, is the Magen Avraham says as loy reisin is horim b'zeh. I haven't seen people being makbid by this. Yeah, so he says the efshe dafke ba'almon. Woman is on her own, right? She has to be kind of mitzvah. She has to send. Avol isha sheyesh lo baal. If she's married, it's bala meshaleach bishvila lekama anoshim. The emphasis is in the words in Magarom itself. It says lekama b'neyodo. Yeah, he says sorry. The baal, her husband, sends bishvila lekama anoshim, lekama b'neyodo. Yeah, so therefore she's got a chiyuv, or she's going to a chiyuv with what? With the husband sending. Okay, finishes off the Magen Avraham. In mikol makom yesh lehachmi. However, what should be machmir? Now, what do you mean? Exactly what? And do what? Yeah? So, many poskim learn, Toichom, the Kitzur Shechol Noroch, he says this means that the woman has her own personal chiyuv of giving Mishlech Modis. The notion in the Kitzur Shechol Noroch is quite stark. He says, Ish, Ishlach, Ish, Isha, Isha, Tishlach, Isha. Uktsas noshim soim chois al bahalein. Some women rely on their husbands. Shem sheikhin gam bishvilon. Ve'einoi nochim. Stark better. Ve'einoi nochim. Incorrect. Yeah? So a woman has to send, right? Find her own lady friend, right? A shochanta, a chavata, a relative, another lady, right? From Mrs. so and so to Mrs. so and so. Yeah? So as we state in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and that's Pashas the Shitta of the Ramah as well. However, the Shlomo Zalman wants to say that no, the Mikol Mokel Yesh Lehachmir means Azoy. The husband sends, and he tells his wife, "I'm sending on your behalf." Yeah, that means what the Magen Avraham says. Balom b'shalech b'shvilo lekama anoshim oba yesh lehachmir. It's not yesh lehachmir that Shmuchu send on own. Yesh lehachmir to do it in Azoy for the second part of it. But not just to send her own shrachmonas, her own present, right? Her own two wrapped up grace, whatever it is. But she is tackled with her husband. And the husband notifies her that I'm sending on your behalf as well. Right? Oh, and the receiving end would also need to know that. Yeah, that this comes from Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so to or family so-and-so to family so-and-so, right? Oh. Now the shayla is zoi. The shayla is, does Ashkachmonos have to contain two monos or four monos? Yeah? Oh. So the Loshen in the Orach HaShulchan, the Santa Loshen, he says this by Matanos Levyonim. Yeah, by Ashkachmonos, that doesn't work. He says the zoi. He says the husband and wife sends Matanos Levyonim. Ish ve'ishlo ishneyem yoytzim shnei matonis, that means they send one lot of stock to one oni, one evyoin, another one to another evyoin. Yeah, this is words. Why? The yoytza, together, the chaguf echot hei. They consider like one. So he's able to say, ish ve'ishlo works for a tonis le'yoinim, should also work for a shleach monis. Meaning, you don't have to send four items, you can send two items. Yeah, this is the, Aruch HaShulchan says it by Matonis Levyoin. He himself says clearly by Mishleach Monos, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Says Afilu Yashlo Baal, even she's married, Eino Nifteres Bishel Baal, should not yaitse with the husbands. The Zehu Mitzvah, the Rami, he says Alei, Shminalo, which has own chiyuv. Yeah, and he brings along in Avram. Says Nosha Didon, it's Horei Tzuchim Monos. They do say it. Yeah, so he says that I'm sure it's monos to have their own chiyuv. If you take this idea of the guf echot heim, the chayyur should be enough to send two monos, right, from family X to family Y. Yeah, but so something is madaik in the lashon of the Magen Avraham, the Eshe Notzer. What does he say? He says ba'alo meshaleach b'shvilo lekamo b'nei Adam. Why lekamo b'nei Adam? He sent to one person b'shul yotze. The teretz is that you send the chol brachos too. Yeah, right. Eilu pachus mishnayim. The kamal ben yodom. So family X sends to family Y, and family X sends to family Z. Right? Yeah, kilu. Right. Thing is, you tell your wife, I'm sending on your behalf. Right. The ishlach monos, each set of ishlach monos will be enough packet to contain two. Right. Well, the mice you're going to send to more than one person, one recipient. Yeah, so that way, you'll be yotze all. Yeah, if you want to send one, only one, and send it back to your wife, so maybe there's a need to send like four different kinds of food. Oh, speaking about the kinds of food, is as though in Shulchan Aruch states, that what you send, shtei monos bosor, oi shel shnei minei oichli. Yeah? So can you send two polkas? Two polkas. You call polkas, right? Yeah? So, Shnei Monos Bosor, he says. Two portions. You're telling that two pockets in one portion. Okay, Chaim also say that. Yeah? Say that. Two steaks. No? So, I'm not going to know. Zichanish. Hagam, the Lashon in Shulchan Aruch and Rambam also Shnei Monos. I'm saying some tortoise. It should be Shnei Minei Bosor, right? But that's portion to send schnitzel, right? The polka and a steak. Right, so they even two different kinds of meats. Yeah, Chaim, help me out, please. Steak and noch a shtickel.
Can you say two different steaks?
Yeah, yeah, two different kinds. That's not two shtickel steak. Two different kinds of meats. Right. Ich weiß, da brisket and
blade.
And blade. Right, it does as good. Yeah, there's a shayla whether it has to be cooked or not. Because it has to be geschochten, it has to be kosher as well. Right, whether the recipient has to eat your heksha is a shayla. Alright, Pashas Yotze, as long as it's kosher and can be eaten. He's machmir only to eat Yana Heksha. Alright, we'll leave that out. We don't get involved in hot waters over here. But our kolpanim has to be royal achila, has to be kosher. And as the shayla, has to be mevushel, and it's a machlekes in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah? Oh, the one thing is azoy. It's very, very quickly. It's azoy. The Bi'alocha brings down a chumra from the chayodom that the oshir. Well, there's two ways around. You can't send to an osher dova pocket. You can't send a measly looking, right? Also, this is a kovadik, right? It has to be a chaticha roi l'schabit. Or chatichois horius l'schabit. Yeah? So, very quickly, I don't want to make any trouble over here, right? So, it's enough already. But many, many years ago, there was one of the charity moisters in town who had an einfall that we will sell mashlach modus, which only costs a pound or two, maybe if that. For £20, and you send a note, I'm supporting, right, charity XYZ by giving you a shlachmonos that was cheap, and the difference goes to this moisture. So the old shlachmonos cost them 75p, it costs you £25, right, because that's the stocker, but the chayra, as matoris agelinim, okay, very, very good, very, very nice. So bas mishlech bonus, he said as that thing from a chubadika friend, it looks at you as if this farm for the levuna, right, or for Mars, or say on over here, right? There should be a locha, that ishlech le'oshe dover pochus, eine yoitze bazeh, they mishlech mishlech bonus. Right, he said the government in Pesach doesn't say clearly, or he says, v'nochin ezoi, bazeh lech hatchila. So you've got to give at least, to be yoitze properly, you've got to give at least one chubadika shlachmonas, right, on behalf of yourself and your wife, maybe can even include the whole family, alright, whether it's two mothers or four mothers, yeshlodun, to at least one recipient, right, and make sure that you have your name on it, and you should know that you sent it, and also you should make sure that you at least received it on Purim to be able to eat it, alright, otherwise including, I haven't got enough time to discuss it, the Bachleikus from Sedeshen and Monsieur Levy, where the Yotza, if it comes without any note, not knowing who it is, or if the person doesn't know that he received it, right, but though you sent it. A note, your name's on, his name's on, and you received it, then you'll be doing the mitzvah properly. Tako zeichu zayin.